Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Welcome to the Financial Times Big Read, a weekly podcast featuring the best of our long-form reporting from around the world. I'm Anna Dedder from the Comment and Analysis Desk. When you think of biological warfare, do you think of germ weapons? In the US, some are warning of a new threat, says David J. Lynch. America's building up a genetic database as biomedical researchers work to unlock the secrets of the human genome. But this valuable resource is also a vulnerability, and the FBI is concerned about national security and Chinese investment in the field in the US.
There are not many agents in the Federal Bureau of Investigation like Ed Yu. In a workforce that cultivates anonymity, his clean-shaven head gleams. While most of his colleagues are notoriously tight-lipped, Mr. Yu is the chatty star of technology conferences such as South by Southwest and DEF CON. He is also at the forefront of a potential dispute between the U.S. and China, which could have implications for both commercial relations between the world's two biggest economies and for the future of biomedical research. The high profile that Mr. Yu has adopted is part of an unusual FBI campaign to highlight the risks in America's headlong pursuit to unlock the secrets of the human genome. A supervisory special agent in the Bureau's Biological Countermeasures Unit, Mr. Yu warns that the U.S. is not protecting the genomic data used to create lucrative new medicines, but which can also be used to develop fearsome bioweapons. He says, "We don't know how much biodata has left our shores. Our concept for biological security needs to be broadened." That has led him to focus on China, which the veteran lawman says is gaining access to U.S. genomic data, the biological software that governs human organisms. In recent years, Chinese investors have purchased stakes in or partnered with U.S. biomedical companies that specialize in genomics. At the same time, hackers, believed to be state-sponsored Chinese, have penetrated the laboratories, health insurers, and hospitals where other valuable patient records reside. Mr. Yu suggests stricter controls might be needed on what sort of health data can be transferred overseas to China and elsewhere. Nearly two decades after the first human genome was decoded, the field is one of the most exciting in biomedical research, and one that relies on an open network of international collaboration. But it is also the latest area where national security questions about Chinese objectives and the links between its companies and the state are leading to calls for important sectors of the U.S. economy to be ring-fenced. Since the 2014 decision to bar Huawei from selling into parts of the U.S. telecoms infrastructure market, America has blocked Chinese acquisitions of a wind turbine company in Oregon, a California cloud computing firm, and the U.S.-based division of a German semiconductor maker. The Pentagon has raised concerns about Chinese investment in artificial intelligence. Traditionally, the FBI's Weapons of Mass Destruction Directorate has concentrated on preventing toxins such as Ebola or anthrax from falling into the wrong hands and contributing to the spread of new germ weapons. Now the Bureau fears that digital data sets may prove just as lethal. The concerns about large volumes of U.S. genetic data being scooped up help explain why a law enforcement agency is tracking the potential loss of U.S. competitive advantage. Mr. Yu says, "The economic impact is the principal near-term threat, the monetization of large data sets." Some observers believe the U.S. government is right to ask questions about the implications of Chinese investment in genomics. Michael Wessel, a member of the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, a congressionally chartered advisory body, says, "I've never seen an agency, the FBI, come out of the woodwork like this. This is a critical area that needs a lot more attention. It's a real threat." Others worry that it would be damaging for the U.S. to put up excessive barriers to Chinese biomedical investment. Dan Rosen, founding partner at the Rhodium Group in New York, points out that China has invested more than $3.2 billion in the U.S. biotech and pharmaceutical sector over the past 5 years, cash that often brings with it talented Chinese scientists. In some disciplines, such as large-scale, low-cost gene sequencing, China leads the U.S. If Chinese companies become less welcome in the U.S., he says, they will go elsewhere. Mr. Rosen says, "I don't think drawing a line around biotech and calling the entire industry a critical sector is going to do the trick. We're going to have to maintain the ability to look at investments case by case." The promise of genomics is a new area of precision-targeted drugs that make traditional one-size-fits-all medicine look like a Second World War dumb bomb. But treatments that are customized for a patient's individual genetic makeup remain in their early stages. Both the U.S., the acknowledged global leader, and China are pursuing personalized treatments for diseases such as cancer, cystic fibrosis, or Alzheimer's. China last year unveiled a $9 billion 15-year research initiative, dwarfing an Obama-era plan that earmarked $215 million for the National Institutes of Health. DNA science has leapfrogged since 2000, when the human genome was first sequenced. What once required years of work and cost billions of dollars now takes less than a week and costs just $1,000. The U.S. is gathering genetic data from more than 1 million volunteers so that automated lab systems can investigate how individual genes interact. Eleanor Paulwells at the Wilson Center in Washington says, "The first problem is having access to data. You need a lot of data." Beijing's ambitions in this area have led some Chinese companies to go on the acquisition trail, especially in the U.S. In January, for example, iCarbon X of Shenzhen, which aims to create personalized health treatments by combining AI with large pools of genetic data, invested more than $100 million in patients like me. The U.S. company says it is the world's largest personalized health network, with more than 500,000 individuals sharing their medical details. Patients Like Me, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says that its data are anonymized and retained on U.S.-based servers. That kind of data, stored in 100 gigabyte to 1 terabyte digital files, could be used to develop new drugs. Laboratories gather enormous numbers of such files, then combine them with detailed demographic, diet, health, and lifestyle records. Supercomputers search for patterns, identifying genetic malfunctions and suggesting new remedies. The same data sets can, however, be used to develop bioweapons. The FBI, which first raised its biomedicine concerns in late 2014, has not officially offered any policy recommendations. Mr. Yu, who has a master's degree in biochemistry and molecular biology, suggests tightening regulations on health records to make it harder to transfer them overseas. Although most of the Trump administration's top science jobs are vacant, Mr. Yu insists the FBI's concerns are starting to get more traction inside government. Outside Washington, views are mixed. Ben Schobert, senior associate at the National Bureau of Asian Research, says, "I don't think he's an alarmist. He's raising some questions that need to be asked and answered." But Bernard Munoz, senior fellow at the Milken Institute's Faster Cures, says the Bureau's concerns are exaggerated. He says, "What they can steal from us is data. Data are a necessary ingredient, but not sufficient. You need bright people who are going to extract knowledge from that data, and from that knowledge, imagine potential new treatments. At the moment, The capabilities of the Chinese to do that are limited. FBI officials recognize that science is a global endeavor that would wither if confined within national borders. The U.S. Human Genome Project, for instance, would have taken far longer without help from the U.K., Germany, France, Japan, and China. And roughly 40% of the biomedical scientists in the U.S. hail from China or India, according to Mr. Munoz. He says, U.S. biomedical research could hardly function today without this contingent of people. The collaboration is an essential part. That's why cross-border deals so far have faced few objections. In 2013, the U.S. government's Committee on Foreign Investment, CFIUS, approved BGI Shenzhen's purchase of Complete Genomics in California, which has sequenced more than 20,000 human genomes. Today, such a deal might be rejected, says Mr. Wessel, a member of the U.S.-China Commission. One reason is a lack of reciprocity. Even as Chinese groups take stakes in U.S. biomedical companies, Chinese regulations prevent foreign companies from taking genetic data out of China, according to Mr. Schobert. CFIUS also does not track most foreign loans, non-controlling investments of less than 10%, such as the iCarbon X deal, or stakes in startups. Mr. Rosen says, that's what's scaring the crap out of the FBI, that the most early stage, interesting stuff, the stuff happening in garages, could get sort of infiltrated with Chinese money. In Congress, Senator John Cornyn, a member of the Republican leadership, plans to introduce legislation to expand government reviews of foreign investments to include joint ventures and other technology company acquisitions. At a June Council on Foreign Relations event, Mr. Cornyn said, "The status quo on investment from China is simply unsustainable." Cross-border deals are not the only risks to U.S. genetic data. The healthcare industry is notoriously vulnerable to cyber attacks. Though most public attention to date has centered on identity theft or pilfered credit card details, patient medical records are even more valuable, says Mr. Yu. Some recent hacks involved actual penetration and acquisition of clinical data, he told the U.S.-China Commission in March. In December, hackers infiltrated Quest Diagnostics, which boasts the world's largest clinical lab database, and gained access to 34,000 patient records, including laboratory results. Although there is no evidence of foreign involvement in that episode, hackers who U.S. officials believe were operating on behalf of the Chinese government broke into Anthem's networks in 2014 and spent a year rummaging through records of 78.8 million customers, California regulators said in announcing a January settlement with the insurer. Charles Carmichael, vice president at Mandiant, a cybersecurity company, says, "The healthcare industry in general is far less secure than many other industries and sectors out there, so the ability for a determined actor to get access to that type of information is certainly feasible if they're motivated to do so. We just haven't seen it yet." Meanwhile, national security risks loom. The U.S. government has long invested in defenses against about 60 pathogens and 10 toxins that pose a severe health risk, including the Ebola virus, the H1N1 flu virus, and ricin. But advances such as gene editing and next-generation DNA sequencing allow scientists to weaponize new viruses, perhaps including custom pathogens engineered to overcome existing immunities or to be impervious to current drugs. Some experts warn of bioweapons engineered to kill specific populations or even individuals. Last year, James Clapper, director of National Intelligence, included gene editing aimed at producing new biological weapons as among the nation's top security threats. "The risks are real," a White House scientific advisory panel said in November, "and will only grow as biotechnology becomes more sophisticated in the years ahead."
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.